actually know Georgia Smith.
Blog Talk Radio.
Shout Talk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
Welcome to Shop Talk Live. Today, we have our special guest, entrepreneur, master stylist of All Dialed Up Salons. First of all, we would like to say happy 38th anniversary to you, Bailey.
Thank you.
So how's it going?
It's great. Phenomenal.
Tell us a little bit about Bailey and All Dialed Up Salons.
Okay, so, well, we can start with All Dialed Up Salons. Like, we've been around for 38 years. It was started by my mom, Wilma Faye Bailey. Lucas, she's been a lifelong beauty professional. She started off as a little girl playing with dolls, kind of was a rebel, resisted the system, tried to get a regular job, but really just the call of beauty just, you know, took her where she needed to go so she could get into her passion. And she's kind of been my, you know, my partner since then as far as, you know, when I got out of college. This is my first job. I call it running away from a job, being in the beauty industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how we've been around since we started in 1985. And we grew from one location in Davie, Florida, to now we are a multi-unit salon family with locations in South Florida and Central Florida. Now, we now have a product line called Hair Hits Beauty Brand and a not-for-profit that we do to give back to the beauty industry called Hair in the Spirit. I don't know if is that good?
Yeah, okay. So what type of services do you guys offer? Is it just like natural hair weaving, braids, or do you even do locks?
Yeah, so we're full service. So the way we look at the business is more so we provide opportunities for stylists to develop and grow. So, mm-hmm. you know, whatever our stylists are doing is pretty much the services that we're offering. So we've done locks, we do extensions, we do short hair, we do natural hair, color, eyebrows, lashes, faux locks, a wide range. Whatever the industry trend is, pretty much we can handle it. I would say our specialty is customer service and healthy hair care, because we do it with a sense of, you know, putting the customer first and make sure that it's not just a one and done. We try to develop a long-standing relationship with our guests and clients.
Okay. And I was sitting here thinking, like, do you remember, like, when we first met, Bailey? Do you remember?
Where was it at? Because we were moving around in so many circles at that time.
Okay. I'm going to take you back a little bit. I came to your salon with a friend of mine named Felicia, and I'm trying to think. I believe it was you had Patrick Bradley doing a class.
Yeah. Okay, so we were doing an education.
Yes, you were doing an education.
Yes.
And from then, you know, and I knew that, you know, you did a lot of educational classes up there because, again, if you remember, also, I came up there one time when you had, what's his name, Terry Baptiste?
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
and what happened was...
Terry Baptiste, a lot expert.
Yes, and I had the magazine at that time, so you allowed me to interview him at your shop. So, and then from then... Yeah. From then, it was history, because from then, we went to the hair shows, the hair magazines and stuff, everything, you know, that I was involved with, I, you know, called you, and you always, you know, you always said yes to whatever it is we were doing. So, you know, I just wanted to say that I appreciate I appreciate, you know, all of that that you, you know, you've done for my magazine, the just for the whole industry that you guys have been doing.
Right.
The 38 years, like, what's the secret? What is it? Is it teamwork or is it, the, you know, what's the secret? You guys are in business 38 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, obviously it's a legacy business. So my mom would say that me coming on board was kind of gave us that second leg of it. But you're right, it is teamwork because when I came in to the business, you know, I pretty much inherited the philosophy of what she had established, and it was all about teamwork. It was like, you know, our goal is to put together a team of talent and professionals, and that is how we're going to be successful. So it's always been about helping and developing others, training, mm-hmm. supporting, and education. And then, like you said, it's community-focused. So, like, anytime we would meet somebody in the industry – you know, it's just something that we share, like, okay, how do we get back to the community? How do we get back to the industry? So I've always been kind of industry-focused. Like right now, we're even at a show. Again, we're across the pond. We're not across the pond. We're across the island. And, you know, it's industry. We're going to meet, connect, and learn more and continue to grow. So that's kind of been our secret. I think that's just the overall – that's not even the secret. I think that's just the blueprint to it.
Okay. Well, on that note, let's I don't know. I hope that you can hear me because I can hear you, but
yes.
It was a little, you know, I can hear you now, but hopefully that, you know, everything works all right. But in the meantime, let's take a little break and come back in about 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
What are you drinking? Introducing a choice that's just as unique as you are. Still and sparkling water by Royalty Spring Water. In a world of choices, some things remain refreshingly simple. At Royalty Spring Water, every drop is a reminder that you deserve the best. So, what are you drinking? Order yours today at www.royaltyspringwater.com.
Are you looking for a women's empowerment conference near you? The 2023 annual Hershey Women's Empowerment Conference, founded by Tanja Nunnally, will be taking place on October 21st, 2023 from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Stadium Hotel in Miami Gardens. Our powerful guest speakers include life coach Ebony McNichols, mental health counselor Jennifer Palmer, and activist Christina Neptune. For more information, please call 954-549-5822. Again, that's 954-549-5822. See you there.
It's your time to shine once again. The highly anticipated competition hosted by Beauty Elements is back. People's Choice 2023 Fall Edition. Submit your photo and video to participate. Four different categories. Free. Fantasy. Destiny Wig. Weave. $3,000 in prizes. Submit now for your chance to win.
Okay, we're back. I was just
all right.
What about COVID? How did you guys do in 2020? Because I know, as we were talking before, how the business, because of the timing, and, you know, how did you overcome that?
Yeah, I think we're still in the COVID kind of aftermath, but we overcame it just like everybody else. We just closed our eyes, put our head down, and started working and started thinking. Mm-hmm. And, again, our COVID product was our beauty line, Hair in the Spirit, Hits Beauty Brand product line. And that was just something that was in the pipeline that we had time to sit on. We were able to sell products online. We got more active in our e-commerce business. And we got more lean as far as the organization. You remember I was with Design Essentials for the longest. And, again, that just gave us kind of that, you know, just start something fresh and anew. And I guess that was kind of everybody's when you sit at home for a couple of months. You come up with some good ideas. So that was our strategy, and I think that's kind of the biggest output we have from COVID.
And that really worked for you because a lot of people really kind of went out of business. They lost a lot of clientele after the COVID. So I think,
yep.
you know,
it's
perfect because even today, and it's, we're like, what, 2023, we're like 3 years after that, and people are still going through that. I think what happened is, like, during the COVID, a lot of people started doing things from home and doing their own gear, mm-hmm. Wearing braids and things like that, and then they got mm-hmm. really stuck
in that. Oh, the braids,
yep.
they
got stuck in there, and it was like, oh, okay, well, I guess this works. And not only that, they probably saved a few dollars and stuff like that, so it worked for them. But I'm glad to see that. I was glad to, when I saw you on social media, that you guys were 38 years, I'm like, oh, my God, that's amazing. You know, I have to applaud all Dialed Up Salons for that. And how many locations do you have altogether?
So we have three locations. We have
three.
Pembroke Pines, we have Coral Springs, and we have Oviedo, Florida. And, of course, we have our new baby, which is our e-commerce Hits Beauty brand, would be our fourth baby, and Hair in the Spirit. So we're running about five operations currently.
So your beauty brands, are they, do you sell them at the salons or can you get them online?
Yeah, so you can go to hitsbeautybrand.com or hitsbeautiful.com. You can get it on Walmart online. You can get it on Amazon online. And any one of our salon locations.
And what is the name of the brand again? Could you give them the name again?
It's called Hits Beauty Brand. It's all about making a hit in the community. We focus on beauty, empowerment, and giving back. And that's really the essence of it. Proceeds from the sales of the product go right back into the community in form of scholarship dollars. I think our first year we gave back scholarships to the Howard University, Chad Boswick School of Interior Design to some students. And, you know, we're always doing constant training for beauty professionals. So Hits Beauty Brand is a community-focused beauty brand product, and we're stylists for people in the community.
Okay. Tell me, did you guys go to the premiere this year?
Oh yeah, premiere show, phenomenal. Yep, we went this year. It was a really good turnout this year. We felt.
Okay. I think we're breaking up a little. I don't know if it's just on your end or it's my end, but I hope the listeners can hear it much clearer. So I don't know.
Okay.
You know, what's going on? You can hear? Can you hear me clear?
Yeah, I hear you clearly. No breaks.
Okay, because on my side, I'm not hearing you that well, but we can, you know, that's fine. We just go on. So, I'm still waiting for my co-host, and for some reason she can't get on, and I don't know what's wrong. I know she had a few questions for you.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm trying
to live by the technology, we die by the technology.
Maybe if you move around a little bit.
Yeah, let me see.
Because I'm not really hearing.
How's
you.
That?
Maybe we can
Follow
just take another
that.
Break and come back.
Okay. Right.
All right.
Are you looking for a women's empowerment conference near you? The 2023 annual Hershey Women's Empowerment Conference, founded by Tanja Nunnally, will be taking place on October 21st, 2023, from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Stadium Hotel in Miami Gardens. Our powerful guest speakers include Life Coach Ebony McNichols, Mental Health Counselor Jennifer Palmer, and Activist Christina Neptune. For more information, please call 954-549-5822. Again, that's 954-549-5822. See you there.
What are you drinking? Introducing a choice that's just as unique as you are. Still and sparkling water by Royal Peace Spring Water. In a world of choices, some things remain refreshingly simple. At Royalty Springwater, every drop is a reminder that you deserve the best. So, what are you drinking? Order yours today at www.royaltyspringwater.com.
Okay, Bailey, I'm back. This is Debbie J, and I'm talking with entrepreneur, master stylist from All Dolled Up Salon. So, Bailey, is there anything that you can tell the salons now that are really struggling, you know, like give them some tips on what they should do or how they should go about
getting clients? Yeah, I mean, I can just speak for what we're experiencing, and, you know, I would say just listen more. Like, we're trying to listen more, not just to other salon owners, but listen to our stylists, and then more importantly, listen to our customer. Because a lot of times, you know, we've been around 38 years, so we have a lot of old school traditions and histories that we do as a company that, you know, we got to sit back and analyze and see if this is working for our current staff and our current customer base. Because, you know, the world's moving fast. I mean, a trend can come and go.
Just like you said, that old school thing, what do you feel about the new school stylists out there now that's basically working from home, and, you know, the social media is like really killing a lot of stylists?
I would look at it from both sides. I mean, it's killing some stylists and it's giving some stylists life. And this is not the first time in beauty history we've seen at-home salons or at-home stylists. The way we look at it is, I got to give you a reason to come out of the house. I got to give you a reason to come into our salon. I got to give you a reason that adds value to your experience. So if I'm not adding value to your experience, why would you come? So, again, we focus on training. We're focused on a welcoming work environment. We focus on teamwork. We focus on experiences. Our salon has something called a Stylist Experience Committee. And what that is, that takes typically our newer stylists and some of our older stylists, and they meet once a month and come up with ideas to make being a stylist inside of the salon a little bit better, whether it's happy hour, whether it's a competition, whether it's a dress day, you know, things that make it fun. Because, again, I got to give you a reason to come in this salon. I don't want you coming just because I'm telling you. We got to listen to what, you know, stylists of the future want. So, you know, that's what we're doing. We're listening, and we're, you know, and that's constantly evolving. So we're constantly listening. I think the better listeners we become, the faster we can address the challenges. So for my advice to any salon owners, listen more, talk less. You know, salon owners can talk a lot. Managers can talk a lot, but I think we should listen more, and the solution should come right to it.
True. So what about the classes? You still have classes at the salon? Do you do classes?
Yes, so we do. Our goal this year is to do classes quarterly, and we're looking at industry classes where we can invite stylists and salon owners and professionals from outside of our salon to come in. We're doing something, I think, next month with Hattori Shears. It's going to be a cutting class. We brought in a couple other professionals. We did something with Nisha Roa, a braider. We did a braider class. You know, we used to do our braiders boot camp before the state of Florida deregulated. But, yeah, we're going to have a full calendar of classes, at least quarterly, coming up. Right now, our biggest focus is our new stylist initiatives. We have a new stylist initiative called Apprentice Training Program for any stylist that is just completed school or 1 to 2 years in the industry that's looking for the strongest first-year experience in the beauty industry. We know you start the game is how you're going to get ready to finish the game. A lot of our professionals don't even make it past the first or second year. They come in, they go into a booth rental situation or some type of situation, and they just don't make it. So we have a program called our Apprentice Training Program that provides them with compensation based on some of our fundraising efforts. It provides them with training and it provides them with a family to start their career. Mm-hmm. So that's our biggest education initiative for this year.
Okay, that's awesome. So someone coming straight out of school, out of cosmetology, they can come to you?
Because, yeah, we have a home for them.
You know, I'm at the school, and sometimes the girls, they have a hard time after they graduate, even my nail techs, they have a hard time getting a job in the salon because the salon owners are telling them, you don't have the experience yet. You're looking for somebody that has experience. And how can they,
right.
you know, they get experience if the salon owner doesn't give them a chance? I mean,
right.
So they can actually go to your salon and join this.
Yeah,
salon.
You can come to Aldo. Our philosophy has always been we don't need you to have anything but a great. You got to work with us. You got to have character. You got to have ethics. You got to have hard work.
Definitely.
And we will make you successful. Like we'll make it successful. We don't even believe the best stylist is the best stylist. Like you can come with zero skills. I was somebody with zero cosmetology experience, and
okay.
I was able to have a phenomenal career behind the chair because it's all about character, work ethic, and training. And you come to us, we will train you, we will develop you, we will make you a beauty professional. So yeah, you don't need experience
That's
to come
awesome.
With all
I'm
the
glad I'm. Mhm. I'm glad I got to ask you that because, like I said, the girls are always coming back like they can't get work because no one is giving them a chance.
Right.
So that's
right.
great that you guys have that that program, so I can actually refer them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you said it's a full
right.
service salon. Do you have nail techs as well? Or is it just, I mean, nail techs and people that do lashes and facial or anything like that, or is it just hair? Just hair only?
Full service hair services. So, yeah, we'll do anything in the hair realm. We do mini facials at the bowl, so we do have one or two estheticians on staff that do facials, lashes, eyebrows, et cetera. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, makeup. But in a limited capacity. But, again, we really target the artist. So whatever the artist is doing is what we will introduce into the salon. And if we look at a trend that we think is viable, we
mm-hmm.
participate in that capacity. So,
but no nails. No nails in
no nails.
Just hair. Okay, hair.
No nails. Not as yet, no. But, hey, if you want to partner with something, we can, there's a lot of space. We're ready.
Right. Oh, okay. You got a lot of space. Are you still in Fort Lauderdale where I came, or did you guys move?
No, we're no longer in that location. But we split those clients between our Pembroke Pines and our newest location, which is in Coral Springs. We got
uh-huh.
a illustrious 1,400 square foot space in Coral Springs, right off a sample. It's our baby project.
So the Pembroke Pines one. Is that the one you said you can partner with? Or is it the Coral Springs? Which one is?
Well, Pembroke Pines is actually our busiest location, so we don't even have any room in that one right now. But we're the way we work, we're always looking for partnerships. So I mean, if there's an opportunity, if there's a partner, we're having a conversation. So it's not like there's not an opportunity. I mean, there's tons of space available. Our particular space in Pembroke Pines is our busiest location in the company. So we have 9 stylists, I think 8 stations in that location. So we don't even have enough space to accommodate our current staff. So we'll probably be looking for an expansion opportunity shortly.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So that location is on what's the location?
It's at the corner of Palm and Johnson. It's at the corner of Palm and Johnson and the Planet Fitness Plaza.
Palm and Johnson. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. All right. So let's give the listeners your social media handles and how they can contact you, telephone number to make an appointment and come and get their hair done.
Okay.
Or either come
yes,
or some of the stylists. I mean, some of the students out there that are almost getting ready to graduate and need somewhere to go. And would like to participate in your program.
So for the salon, you can reach us on Instagram at All Dolled Up Salons. Instagram, IG, All Dolled Up Salons with an S at the end. And we have our beauty enthusiasts manning our Instagram, so you should get a response if you're a stylist. Let them know, hey, you're looking for work. If you're a customer, you're looking for a consultation, you know, you're always welcome to come in for a complimentary consultation at All the Dub Salons. We've got multiple locations and areas, so if we don't have a location close to you, we even have affiliates we can refer them to. And then if you strictly want to look at our education and development programs, you can go to aducareer.com. That's A as in apple, D as in dog, U as in up, career.com. And you'll see information about our core program, which is our apprentice training program. And we also have some coaching and mentoring programs for stylists that not necessarily want to be in the salon with us, but they have other challenges that they would like to have somebody to, you know, coach them and work with them on as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Bailey, thank you so much for agreeing to come on with me and talk about the All Dolled Up Salon. And again, we all wish you a happy anniversary for 38 years. Like I said, that is
amazing. Thank you.
That you guys are like that. I love All Dolled Up. I have, as a matter of fact, I have a student that I don't know if she still goes there, but I told her that we were going to be speaking with you, and she was like, oh, yeah, ADU. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, ADU. I want to thank you for coming on, and, hey, keep me informed of whatever you're doing. You know, let me know about the program, because you remember I'm at the school, and we do have mm-hmm. students that are graduating, so I would definitely love to refer them to your program. And like you said, we're right there in Pembroke Pines as well, so you know that. So you can always, I'm still there. Yeah, if you're in the area, just stop by and say hi. You know, I'm still there, and maybe we can talk, you know, something. You know, maybe we can get together and do something together if you don't, you know, if you're interested.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
You're at Kaizen, right?
Yes, I'm still at Kaizen Beauty Academy in Pines. And
okay, yeah, let's set up something when I get back in town. We'll set something up.
All right, so give me a call. All right. Again, thanks.
Okay,
for,
love.
You know, tuning in. All right. Thanks for talking. I mean, thanks
Have
for listening
one.
To Shop Talk Live, guys. You too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.